And now, young Widder Brown. On the table in Evan Brown's living room lie a diary and a packet of letters. They've been there for some time, and Evan finds herself avoiding them as though they were explosive, as indeed they are. Well, the diary is Louise Simpson's, and the letters are letters exchanged between Louise and Evan's fiancé, Dr. Anthony Loring. And Louise herself has given Evan permission to read their emotional contents. Meanwhile, at Health Center Hospital, Anthony is receiving a visit from Madeline Harper, the fiancé of Louise's brother-in-law, Christopher Simpson. And now, Anthony is saying,
Madeline, I don't want to appear rude, but I've had a pretty full day. Is this visit absolutely necessary?
Oh, Anthony, I know. We're certainly being nuisances to you and Ellen, and I'm sorry.
I had fond hopes of going over to the gym and playing a little squash. Someone is waiting for me, so if you could postpone your visit.
Anthony, I can't. I'm too terribly concerned.
Well, all right.
Now, look, I'm not being like Louise Simpson. I'm not coming to you whining for myself. I'm coming to you because I'm afraid of something.
Just a second. I'll telephone about my squash day.
You poor man. What's it like to be the father confessor to the Simpson family?
Not too good, Madeline. Doctor's quarters, please, the gymnasium.
You love this hospital, though, don't you, Anthony?
Yes. Hello, Joe? Tell Dr. Watson I'm sorry I won't be able to make that date. Thanks.
Anthony, I wouldn't do this if I didn't think it was important.
Well, let's get to it then, Madeline. If it is important, then speed should be a factor. What's wrong?
You talk with Christopher. What do you think is wrong? Isn't he strange, unbalanced?
He's been under a strain.
Oh, it's more than that, Anthony. I think Ellen Brown noticed it when she talked to him.
Have you talked to Ellen about it?
In a way. I can't get very close to Ellen. She distrusts me, I think.
That's not strange. You haven't been too comfortable a person to know, Madeline.
But I'm honest, Anthony, and I'm frightened about Christopher. I think his mind is affected by his brother's tragic death. I think he's at the breaking point.
I agree with you.
Did you see the way he dismissed me? Anthony, Christopher never treated me like that before. He's suspicious, troubled.
Yes, I recognized that when he talked with me. He seemed to suspect that you would do just this, come to someone to say you think he's unbalanced.
I have the right to, Anthony.
Of course, you're engaged.
We're married, Anthony.
Oh?
We kept it secret, and I hope you'll do the same. Even in his will, Christopher doesn't mention the fact. Although, of course, legally, should Christopher die, I'd come into his share of his brother Alex's estate.
Yes, well, I'm a doctor, Madeline, not a lawyer. Why discuss the legal aspect with me?
Well, the important thing, Anthony, is what should I do about Christopher?
And I can't help you because Christopher resents me so much. I think the only thing that can be done now is for you to establish some kind of relationship with Louise.
That's not so easy to do.
If, as you say, you are married to Christopher Simpson, you have a definite family connection in regard to the Simpson money.
I have your word that Louise is not to know about the marriage.
I won't tell anyone.
Will you tell Ellen?
Not if you want me to promise not to tell her. Frankly, I can't see why it should interest her.
Oh, please don't tell her. Anthony, the whole lot of us are sick people. Christopher and Louise and myself. You have to be our doctor and keep our secrets.
I'll keep your secrets, madam.
Well, just talking with Christopher. Where do you think he's going? I mean, how irrational can he become?
A lot more irrational than he is now.
Before we can put him away.
You face that, unfortunately, Madeline.
I can't be sentimental, Anthony. To be married to a man who's mentally deranged is something less than pleasant.
Well, psychiatry isn't my field. You'd best get yourself a specialist and discuss all your problems with him.
You're so sure of yourselves, aren't you? You and Ellen Brown. The two of you feel so secure, you can dismiss people like me quite mechanically.
My dear Madeline, we gave you an enormous amount of time, Ellen and I. And I think you forget how very sure you were that you could pin a charge of malpractice on me about Christopher's crippled foot.
Anyone who's emotionally disturbed can say rash things.
And anyone like you and the Simpsons can justify their bad behavior. But people like Ellen and me are entitled to get out from under when we can.
But you can't escape Louise, you know. Now that she handles the money. Now that she has the say as to what should be given to the hospital.
Let me consider that my problem, Madeline, if you please.
Very well. By the way, have you heard from Ellen within the past hour or so?
No. Why?
No special reason. Well, anyway, I made a try with you, Anthony, and it didn't do a great deal of good. However, I have your word that you won't talk about my being married to Christopher.
Of course, ma'am.
Thanks. Sorry I broke up your squash date. Is it too late for it now?
Perhaps not.
Oh, don't come with me to the door. It isn't necessary.
All right, I won't then. Good night, Madeline.
Good night, Anthony.
I'm very weary of mixed-up women. People feel they have to talk to me. I'll call my girl and talk to her. Oh, operator, get me Mrs. Brown, will you? And ring me back. Hello, Ellen?
Oh, Anthony?
Look, I've been gypped out of a good squash date and my supper and an evening of relaxation. How sorry do you feel for me?
Anthony, what a shame.
I listen too much to troubled women these days. May I come over and have you listen to me?
Of course, darling. And if you're hungry, I'll have something for you.
Good girl. I'll be right over.
Come right ahead, dear.
After hanging up the telephone, Ellen carefully puts Louise Simpson's diary and the letters away. And now, as Anthony arrives a little later, she smiles back at him as he says,
I'm so lucky to have a girl like you, Ellen. So lucky.
Well, that's encouraging, Anthony.
Oh, darling, look at that food. Is that for me?
Of course it's for you.
Well, I do have quite a girl.
Well, what makes you talk like that, Anthony? I mean, in the space of a few seconds, you've repeated yourself.
Because I've had visits from everybody today. First Louise, then Madeline Harper just left me a little while ago.
Madeline Harper?
Uh-huh.
Oh, those two have certainly been around, Anthony. Madeline came to see me. And then Louise came.
Oh, what about?
Oh, things in general.
Well, I'm getting mighty tired of them. They're both a little hipped on the subject of Christopher, I noticed.
Oh?
Saying he's unstable, he's this, that. Someone seems very anxious to have him declared incompetent.
Poor Christopher. Was that why Madeline came to see you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know. They're very strange, very mixed up.
I know it.
Anthony, how well did you know Louise way back?
Now, you know how well. I've told you. Her father was an invalid. Louise turned to me to help him.
Yes, dear, but I was wondering what she was like. Was she more attractive then or less? Now that she's got a kind of self-confidence, why, she's lovely, Anthony.
She was a crashing bore then, and she's a crashing bore now.
Well, of course.
Why are you asking, anyway?
Well, I don't know. I guess in the back of my mind, I may be jealous of the years you knew Louise before you knew me. Very unreasonable of me, I know, but...
It isn't unreasonable. It's just annoying. If you had any idea how I hate the mention of those people.
Oh, I'm sorry, dear. I just...
thought I was getting rid of the Simpsons when Christopher went home from the hospital. But then Alex broke his neck falling down the stairwell of his house, and then inquests and medical examiners. Louise caterwauling one minute and acting like a dictator the next. Madeline Harper telling me of my responsibility toward Christopher. I'm sick of them.
All right, dear.
You can tell how sick I am of them by the way I bite your head off. I'm sorry.
It's all right.
I don't think I ever encouraged Louise in those early days. Maybe I did. Who knows? But there's one thing I do know. Whatever she thought of our association was exaggerated. By the way, Madeline Harper isn't talking about Louise's diary anymore or the love letters Louise wrote to me. I wonder where they are.
I'll get you some more coffee, Anthony. And could you manage another sandwich?
I could at that. Oh, this is good. This is real relaxation.
Ellen is a little shaken as Anthony unexpectedly asks about Louise's diary and the love letter she wrote to him. Will Louise's permission to read them be taken advantage of by young widow Brown?